And I can't record.
Well, sooner or later.
But I can mute myself. Let me mute myself.
Sooner or later, it'll be online, so.
Okay.
Hey, Becca, I can't see anything, so I guess I'll turn my thing on mute. Are you starting?
Yeah, I'm starting.
I guess I'll hear when you start. Sorry.
Okay, right. Yeah. Okay. Now you are entering the portion of this time where things are being made clear, sometimes even if you wish they were not. What is truly out of focus and not seen is becoming almost like a cartoon, and yet a very bad cartoon, a cartoon that still has more power in your world than you wish it had. So you are seeing some of that, but then you are seeing this very excellent, sane movement, which is a movement where good things are happening, where your vaccines are being delivered, many things are being responded to in a good way. And so now it is all in front of you, what is alive in your world. And some of it, of course, you are not going to like, nor should you. And even some of the good things by some people will be pulled out of balance. So you cannot, you cannot relax. It is time for you to hold your center, to hold what you know, and to absolutely know what you know about everything. And when you do that, then you are going to be able to choose how you want to respond. This is not a time to join a club, if you know what we are saying, and to turn your power over to someone or something who is telling you they have the right answer, they have the way. This is not the time for that. The right answer is inside of you. And that is a wonderful thing, that the right answer is inside of you. And when we are walking along on this path, you may notice that as simple as that phrase is, it is not always the easiest to hold. And we want to talk about that for a moment. The high part of yourself knows, absolutely knows, that you know, and that you know about who you are, you know about how you are, you know this already. It is alive and well in you. But this is counter to your training, and it is counter to many of the things that you feel around you, that pull you in some ways. We all love to be a part of. It is human. But when you are asked to be a part of something, and you are also asked to give up what you know, then you are paying far too much for belonging, for being a part of. It is no longer a healthy thing. So when we are looking at this time, then we must say, this is the thing that is happening. I am being pulled into my own power, into my own center, into my own alignment with the universe, in order that on this next portion of the path, I can walk it as myself. Now, where we tend to lose shall we say, traction, is when we feel a pull from either a person who is very strong, who would like to tell us that we would be doing better if we joined this group or subscribed to this, whatever it might be. And it does not mean you cannot do that. You can, of course. But we are simply saying that however you choose to align or not to align, make very sure that you are not leaving your own power and your own center. Now, where this is particularly challenging is sometimes around family. Most of us come from families who would like us to be a particular way. And most of us have had to do some, what do you call, individuating that way. Because to be completely the way the family expects you to be means you cannot be who you really are. So there's the battle we do not want to say fought, but there is a place where we have had to become enlightened. We can allow the family to be what it is, but we cannot stop being who we are. And however delicate that balance, it is an important balance because you do not want to lose power to anything. And this is the time for your power to become an organic and natural part of your reference. So when you are curious about what you need to know, you need to ask you first. Certainly we can share knowledge and information, but it is important that you come first in this situation, that you know what is important here. And this is a thing we are going to take a little time and talk about together. So in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply, easily. Feel the blue of peace come all around you. Breathe that peace into your body. Exhale fear. Feel a rain falling and let that rain wash away anything that might have caught outside of your body that you do not wish to carry forward with you. Let the rain wash it away. Open your crown and feel the golden light of the universe pouring into your body. Let the energy pour into your third eye and open that third eye and see how the third eye is expanding and becoming more wise, giving you the information that you need at all times. Feel the golden light flow into your throat and let that golden light gentle your communication. Displace the communication that is harsh or unloving, making a place for what is loving and true in all the things you say to yourself. Let the golden light flow into your heart center. And let that golden light care for your heart center and the garden in it. Bring it to life. Nurture it. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. Let the golden light help you with any emotions you do not wish to carry forward. Feel that light displace those emotions and warm and protect your solar plexus so that it becomes a place where you feel what is joyful, what is hopeful, what is good. Feel the flow of golden light into your second center and feel the power of that light displacing judgment and shame and old patterns that would tell you that you are less than you are. Feel those leaving your body and your energy field. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let the golden light prepare the root center with energy and patterns that are like you, that are like what you love and what you want to create. And feel that central golden light running through your body, holding you, holding every part of you in a place of love and nourishment. Move your attention into your heart center and see how beautiful the garden is in your heart center. See where water flows and drink from the water and refresh yourself. Now as you look around your heart center, see that there is a road that leads upward. And knowing that there is no effort and no work, simply allow your energy to move up that path. Feel the energy becoming lighter and finer and more nourishing. And as you walk to the path and move with the path, come to a place where your present is all that exists. And in the energy of the present, there is all of you and all of your power. And let the energy of the present fill you and separate you from the energy of the past, which no longer serves you. Feel whole. Feel who you truly are. And as you move upward on the path, come to a place where the energy is the energy of your birthright. And your birthright is the daughter of the universe, loved by the father and the mother. And in your birthright is the total permission to be exactly who you are meant to be. And feel that energy fill you with that knowledge that you have the right to be exactly who you are meant to be. And move upward on the path until you come to the place of the gift and resting the mind. Know the gift. When you've known the gift, begin to walk down the path and feel full and true. Feel honored and loved. When you come back into the center of your heart, begin to breathe deeply and easily. And when you've centered in your heart, open your eyes.